Chapter 20. 09:28 hours, July 5th, 2553, military calendar. Hotel Wendosa, Wendosa Village, Montero Jungle. Campos Wilderness District, Planet Gao, Cordoba System. A distant boom echoed out of the jungle and broke through the battle din, and Veda knew the Falcon carrying Fred and her team had not pulled up in time. Her chest tightened and her knees grew weak, and all the fear and rage of the last 30 hours boiled out in a single shocked keen. Cirillo lay buried in the bottom of the cave, and now the crash had probably taken out 3 more of Veda's people. She was stunned and sick and so exhausted that she wanted nothing more than to collapse where she was and escape into a deep, dreamless sleep. Instead, dragging the Huragok along by a tentacle, Veda turned and quickly headed back toward the gate. If there was any hope at all of helping her people aboard the downed Falcon, it would be from the Spartans. With their commander and a Forerunner artifact aboard, Blue Team would waste no time starting toward the crash, and she was not about to let them leave without her. The area beyond the gate was piled high with Chiral Hanai bodies, and there were no more of the alien warriors rushing the hotel. But Olivia and Ash remained crouched behind the wrecked warthog, Olivia still without her helmet and only half-armored, firing 3 round bursts into the smoke-filled street. Veda began to fear the 2 Gammas had completely lost control of themselves and were now simply pouring lead into dead bodies. But then Veda reached Olivia's side and saw that the Spartan duo was actually firing down the street into a mass of hulking backs in dark armor. The enemy charge had not been broken. Instead, the Chiral Hanai were racing toward a column of smoke where the Falcon went down, and they were already well ahead of the Spartans. Veda waited until Olivia clicked empty, then leaned close and touched the girl's hand. "Livy!" Veda yelled. "Wait!" Olivia's brow rose, and her glance strayed to the Huragok behind Veda. "Why are you two still here?" "Our friend doesn't like rotor blast," Veda said, jerking a thumb at the Huragok. "What are you doing?" Olivia rolled her eyes. "What does it look like?" She slapped a fresh magazine into her rifle. "I'm working." Veda glanced up at the stone arch above her head and realized that neither Olivia nor Ash could have seen the Falcon go down. Their view was blocked, and even if it hadn't been, they would have been too busy shooting Chiral Hanai to notice the craft get hit. She laid a hand on Olivia's arm. "Olivia, think," Veda urged. "Those are brutes. They aren't retreating. They're going after Fred." "The lieutenant?" Olivia's eyes narrowed. "What are you trying to pull?" "I'm trying to tell you they shot down the Falcon, and now they're going after it." Veda pointed in the direction the Chiral Hanai were running, then added, "There's a smoke column out there. Didn't you hear the impact?" Olivia turned to look. She scowled at the thick stanchion that supported the arch, then retreated a couple of steps and tried again. This time she saw the smoke, and her eyes went wide. She stepped over to Ash and tapped his shoulder twice. He quit firing and cocked his helmet toward her.
"Yeah?" "Trouble," she said. "They took out the lieutenant's ride."
Ash hesitated, then asked,
"You're sure?"
Olivia tipped her head toward Veda.
"The inspector says she saw him go down," she said. "And there's smoke."
Ash shook his head in anger.
"Damn it!"
Slipping around the wrecked warthog, Ash stepped through the gate and circled his rifle barrel in the air. Then he emptied the rest of his clip down the street and rotated the weapon barrel in the air again. Only when Mark replied with a similar gesture from the bakery roof did Ash retreat into the courtyard again and turn to Olivia.
"Brait just took off for his command post," he said. "My guess, he was on the way to talk about the crash."
As Ash spoke, his hand drifted down toward the left side of his abdomen, and it was only then that Veda noticed the scorch hole in his armor. Ash poked a finger through the opening, then withdrew it and looked at a bloody tip caked with flakes of charred skin. Almost absently, he said,
"You'd better see if you can find out what Brait is planning. I'll brief Kelly and the others."
"Copy."
Olivia seemed no more concerned about Ash's wound than did Ash himself. She started toward the main door, then stopped to glance back at Veda.
"You coming, Inspector?"
Veda shook her head.
I'd better stay here with Ash. Maybe I can get the Huragok to take a look at his wound.
Negative, Ash said. The lieutenant's down. We don't have time.
You don't have time not to.
Veda pulled Ash over to the side of the gate, at the same time calling back to Olivia.
And there must be a Spartan supply cache around here somewhere. See if you can locate any spare smoothers.
Olivia actually smiled.
Good plan, she said. Thanks, Mom.
Veda had barely convinced Ash to remove his helmet and open his armor before the rest of Blue Team entered the courtyard. Mark hung back at the gate, watching the situation in the street. Tom B-292 and Lucy B-091 were the first to arrive, both wearing full suits of SPI. Tom the size of a normal Spartan, but Lucy not much larger than Veda. Paying no attention to the hovering Huragok, they looked Ash over from behind their faceplates, then let their shoulders relax, presumably because the injury looked survivable.
Ash, I can't let you go anywhere without me.
Tom's voice was teasing but warm.
What did I say about getting wounded?
Ash smiled.
Not to, he said. Sorry about that.
Well, don't let it happen again, Tom said. It's unprofessional. Lucy elbowed Tom in his torso armor, then glanced in the direction Olivia had gone and made a fist with her thumb crooked over the top.
Olivia was in bad shape for a while, but she's fine now.
Ash motioned at the Huragok, which was just beginning to probe the gruesome scorch hole below his floating ribs, then added,
This fella fixed her up.
The two Spartan twos arrived and Kelly 087, at least Veda assumed it was Kelly, as she was wearing steel blue Mjolnir with a half-bubble faceplate, rather than the copper-colored armor with the goggle-eyes faceplate that Linda 058 wore, motioned Tom and Lucy back toward the gate.
You two stick with Mark, she ordered. He may need help keeping an eye on things.
As the pair obeyed, Kelly stepped to Ash's side and tipped her faceplate down to study the Huragok, which now had two tentacles thrust into Ash's wound.
What's happening here? She demanded. Ash, you turned into a robot when I wasn't looking?
Afraid not, Ash said.
This Huragok fixes biologicals.
Linda stepped closer to the thing and asked,
Is it any good at nose jobs?
Your nose is fine, Kelly said. You can breathe through it, can't you? Linda turned her helmet toward Kelly.
I was thinking of Commander Nelson, she said. He's kind of a mouth breather.
He's Oni. What do you expect?
Kelly turned to Ash.
So? You called?
Yes, ma'am, he said. The lieutenant's ride crashed. Kelly and Linda looked into each other's faceplates, then Linda asked,
Is that confirmed?
Ash jerked a thumb in Veda's direction.
She saw the bird go down, he said. Livy is confirming it with Captain Brait, but I believe the inspector.
Why the hell would I lie? Veda demanded. I have people on that Falcon, too.
Kelly's faceplate turned back toward Veda.
Relax, Inspector, she said. Nobody thinks you're lying.
Then why aren't you doing something? Veda demanded.
As she spoke, a pair of combat platoons loaded with ammo, weapons, and water began to form up in the courtyard.
My people could be dying out there. So could Fred. And the Ancilla.
Veda was far from certain that the flatworm thing was actually the forerunner Ancilla that everybody seemed to be hunting. But Brait had seemed to think so. And under the circumstances, that was close enough for her. Linda swung the barrel of her assault rifle vaguely in Veda's direction.
And how do you know about the Ancilla? She demanded. I thought you were hunting a serial killer.
It appears that our investigations crossed paths, Veda said.
She kept her attention focused on Kelly.
Are you going after that downed Falcon, or do I have to do it alone?
Slow down, Inspector, said Kelly.
Blue Team is not going in blind. First, we're going to assess and plan.
Fine, Veda said, as long as you do it fast. And I'm part of your plan.
Negative, Kelly snapped.
Behind her, Olivia emerged from the hotel, a supply satchel slung over her shoulder and a new combat tac pad strapped to her forearm.
You'll stay put here in Wendoza.
Not going to happen, Veda said. As I said, my people were on that Falcon, too.
Kelly tipped her helmet forward, no doubt preparing to lay down the law, when Mark stepped between the two women.
Ma'am, there's no use trying to argue her out of it, he said. The inspector here seems to think she's one of us.